This is the story of Arkansas Cities and Towns. I'm Rich Carville. Charleston is one of the two county seats of Franklin County, along with Ozark. Located south of the Arkansas River, it's 25 miles east of Fort Smith, near the coal and gas fields of northwest Arkansas, and roughly a mile from one corner of Fort Chaffee. Charleston is most known for being the first community in a southern state to desegregate its school system following the U.S. Supreme Court's 1954 Brown v. Board of Education of Topeka, Kansas decision. Charlestown, two words, as it was then named, was settled in the 1840s by James Thaxton, Robert Thaxton, and Charles Kellam, among others. Kellam, for whom the town was originally named, was a Free Will Baptist preacher from Massachusetts. On August 10, 1846, he was appointed as the first postmaster for Charleston. In 1855, John Pettigrew, a professor of mathematics, and E.M. Northrum established the Charleston Academy, the first school in Charleston financed through a subscription plan. During the Civil War, Charleston became a center for guerrilla warfare. In 1863, federal scouts burned all the buildings and all the residences of the town except for two. That same year, the Charleston Academy closed. After the war ended, citizens returned to rebuild Charleston. In 1870, the town was laid out. That same year, Masonic Lodge No. 155 made plans to build a two-story frame structure to house the Masonic Lodge and the Charleston Masonic Institute, a school that lasted until the state of Arkansas established public schools in the area. The city was incorporated in 1874. Charleston's first newspaper, then the Vindictator, began publication on June 18, 1881. Later, it was called the Charleston Reporter. Franklin County was divided by the Arkansas River, so the legislature established an additional county seat at Charleston in 1885. Franklin County is one of 10 counties in Arkansas to have dual seats. The Arkansas Central Railroad was completed around 1898. In 1905, a teacher's school was established. Farms around Charleston were devastated by the flood of 1927 and by the drought of 1930-1931. Camp Chaffee, later Fort Chaffee, was constructed at the start of World War II. Charleston native Dale Bumpert was elected governor of Arkansas in 1970. After serving two terms, he was elected to the U.S. Senate, where he represented Arkansas from January 1975 until January 1999. This has been the story of Arkansas Cities and Towns. I'm Rich Carville. Our theme music is performed by Danny Dozier. This program is a production of KASU, the Public Media Service of Arkansas State University.